Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? Got a lot to talk about here today, and we're largely back to normal. We got a lot of shows coming up today. I am here for Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler's coming up, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. Filthy Show is back, and Observer Radio tonight. And on all of those shows, we got a bunch of news to talk about and reviews. And I can tell you right now, talk about it a little bit more later, I watched the entire WWE Speed Tournament. We're going to be reviewing that on the Filthy Tom Show today, which should be a speedy review, quite frankly, but we're going to do it. We're also going to talk about the Raw show tonight. And, of course, that's coming off the big WWE pay-per-view, Backlash Paris, which was a great show with, I think, arguably the best crowd in the history of WWE in terms of how loud they were, how they absolutely refused to shut up for 3 solid hours. They didn't get tired. In fact, from hearing from people who had their noise gimmicks going off all night, I mean, it was as louder in the main event than it was in the opener, which is crazy. But we'll talk about that show and then all of the other news, including Ric Flair claiming that he believes that he suffered a heart attack in his last match. Did you see that last match? Well, I can't say I would be the least bit surprised if that were true. We've got WrestleMania heading to Las Vegas for the first time since 1993. Hopefully it will be a better show. We have got an update on why they did not go to Minnesota, and plenty more. Lots to get into after the break. Observer Live.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And yes, I guess I do have to rebook some rooms in Vegas. Oh well, such is life. WrestleMania officially heading back to Vegas for the first time since 93. We got the city right, but not the date. They actually will be running WrestleMania on Easter Sunday, Saturday, April 19th, and Saturday, April 20, 2025. Easter. Not sure I can go now.
Surprised by that.
By Easter?
Yeah, by them running on Easter.
Well, the reason they're running on Easter, and they always avoided Easter, because, you know, it's Easter and all. But apparently Vegas requested Easter weekend because, you know, a lot of people don't travel to Vegas on Easter weekend. So they figured, okay, well, we'll give them something to come to Vegas for on Easter weekend. And that will be two nights of WrestleMania, Allegiant Stadium, home of the Raiders. SummerSlam 2021 was the first WWE event to be held there. They announced that, hey, if you want to go to Vegas, better go to Vegas because they will be doing Raw, SmackDown, the 2025 Hall of Fame ceremony, NXT Stand and Deliver, and the WWE World Convention. So, of course, the last time they ran was that that WrestleMania in Vegas where Jim Ross debuted in a toga, and Hulk Hogan showed up and beat Yokozuna for the title.
WrestleMania 9.
And then disappeared, and then came back to do one job, and then was never seen again.
Yeah, but you did have that awesome head shrinker Steiners match, so there was that.
Brother, I am not going to Vegas to see one good match. But
you
I would
had to.
Strongly suspect that this WrestleMania is going to be significantly better.
They got 2 days to figure it out.
And I got a year to figure it out because, you know, I always go to WrestleMania, except for this year. I enjoy going to WrestleMania, despite what some people on Twitter think. I've been to like a dozen, actually more than that. How many WrestleManias did I go to? 14 or something like that, maybe more. But I didn't go this year. And as a result of not going, man, we had a heck of a Mania weekend here on the site. And we did like three shows a day for like four straight days. And it was actually pretty pretty fun. So I got to figure out, like, is it more worthwhile to go to Vegas to watch these shows or, like, do three shows a day for four straight days? I guess we'll have to figure it out.
You don't want to, you know, overextend yourself when it comes to Vegas.
I've never overextended myself ever.
Really? Not, you don't want to push it,
though. I'm constantly underextended.
You start making two Vegas trips a year because of the convention going on in AEW and WrestleMania. I mean, can you handle all this, old man?
It's not an issue of that. It's an issue of my responsibilities to my constituency here at FourWOnline.com. They were going to run Minnesota, but it did not happen due to, quote, a change in direction by new ownership. Which essentially means new ownership didn't want to go to Minnesota in the cold, you know. So they're going to go to the warm place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, no surprise there.
But, you know, we've been talking, they said. We've been discussing. Well, they'll be here at some point.
Yeah, they're giving them something.
Once the earth is warmed enough that it's, like, warm in Minnesota, you'll see WrestleMania there.
Maybe 2025's SummerSlam would be perfect for Minneapolis.
Yes. Brian says Vegas is in the desert. It's not cold. Sometimes it is.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Tom about it. Sometimes it is cold there in the desert. But I don't think it's going to be in mid-April. But we shall see. But not the first week of May. The first week of May. So I guess we'll have to figure that out. Well, anyway, that's WrestleMania, everybody. We've been waiting. Now we have the answer. We also have this. Ric Flair believes he suffered a heart attack during his final match. He was on the Jackson podcast last month. He said, I went to get what's called a calcium scan, which I'd never had before, because a couple of guys died in our business of heart issues, so it kind of scared me. A couple of guys? They give you a nuclear stress test, shoot you with the dye, put you on the treadmill, everything. 2 days of 3 hours of tests 6 months ago. Guy takes me in, and if you look at your heart like a round pie, there's a piece of my heart right here, this big, it's black, and it's gone. The guy said, you had a heart attack. You had a heart attack in the last 2 years. He said, have you passed out in the last 2 years? And during my last match, I passed out three times. I thought it was because I was dehydrated. So I went in the locker room with Kid Rock and Taker, just drank two bottles of Gatorade, went back out to Kid Rock's place all night long, but I had a heart attack. A couple of weeks after the match, Flair mentioned on his podcast he had passed out twice during the match. Again noted he believed it was due to dehydration. Mentioned The Undertaker insisted he drink Gatorade rather than beer when he got back to the locker room. Now that's a locker room leader, that Undertaker. He knew. You know, when you do a match and you pass out twice,
three times,
it's best to go back and have some Gatorade. And not beer.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Undertaker.
Yeah, really.
Swear to God, he says, twice during the match, I went completely black. Hands started to tremble. Yep, but it was all dehydration. I had two doctors in there right away with me and everything. Undertaker came running in and said, I had six beers there. He took them out of my hand and said, you're drinking two Gatorades first. I said, Gatorade? So I drank two, and that was all it was. If you guys don't remember what happened here,
let them know.
Well, Flair was going to have his last match, and I think part of the story that people might forget is that he actually did train really hard.
Oh, will you stop?
Well, hold on. He trained very hard.
For a 70-something-year-old man with heart issues.
Hold on a minute. Let me continue.
Yes, go ahead.
He trained very, very hard. We had videos that came out prior to the match of him training. And he looked all right, you know.
Jay Lethal.
I'm not saying that I would have allowed him to do the match. I'm just saying, like, if you watched the videos that came out before the match, it did not look like he would have a problem getting through a tag team match, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what happened was, well, it was the weekend of the match. It was like the day of the match. And he did all of this preparation and everything. And then when the day came, apparently he decided, God darn, I'm Ric Flair. And so it was all out the window. He was drinking, 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 up all night, drinking, drinking. And, you know, I don't know if you guys wrestle or not. That's not a good thing to do when you're like 30 and he was in his 70s. So, like, I mean, he not only fell off the wagon, but, like, you know, he pushed the wagon off the cliff, dropped the boulder off the cliff onto the wagon. I mean, he just, like, went hog wild. And then he got in there and, I mean, it was
sad.
A calamity is what it was. Sad doesn't even begin to describe how this match was.
Pathetic.
And he did. I mean, I don't. Sometimes wrestlers tell stories and they're like full of it. I don't doubt for one second he had a heart attack in this match. Not for one second.
No,
watching the match. Forget what we heard afterwards. Watching the match. He just like collapsed and was like dead. I'm not even joking. During the match. I was like, is that guy ever going to get up? I mean, it was a disaster.
Slumped over the ropes.
Ugh. Yeah, this was horrible. So anyway, you know, he very well, we could have all just watched him die in the middle of the ring of that match. And somehow he didn't. I mean, because he's Ric Flair. And I mean, you know the things this guy's been through? That he survived? I mean, that's one of the reasons he did all that, is because he's always survived. And so, well, that's a story with Ric Flair. Don't doubt it for a second.
No, not at all. He would make it to Vegas. If there were multiple Vegas shows, he's going to Vegas every single time, Ryan. He didn't care. He's Ric Flair.
Well, I'm not. But I will be back in a moment because I'm Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. Step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way. Step that way. Then step this way. Step that way.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Again, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Well, we had a great pay-per-view over the weekend. Backlash France. Thanks mostly to these completely nutty nutty fans in France. These Frans, as I like to call them.
Nutty French folk.
I watched a lot of wrestling for a long time. I was there in that WrestleMania building where they did Triple H versus The Undertaker. And I believe Triple H gave The Undertaker a tombstone pile driver and crossed his arms and made the cover. And Undertaker kicked out. And I'm pretty sure, of all the shows I've ever been to, I'm pretty sure that was the single loudest pop I've ever heard in my life, was that one right there. And this was that for 4 hours, 3 hours.
Road Warriors pop for the entire show.
Dude, these people did not shut up.
No.
For 3 hours. It's my ear itch.
In French.
3 hours they didn't shut up.
It was great.
Absolutely haywire. There was a moment during Cody's entrance where the crowd's singing his song, and they hit that crescendo, and people's gimmicks registered 126 dB.
Dangerous.
Guys, I want to look. It's more than dangerous. It's 6 dB above dangerous.
What would that be?
Jet
crazy
engine.
Crazy dangerous?
Jet engine. That's how loud it was. And all night, people's gimmicks were going off. And, I mean, I'm sure it's happened at other shows, but the only other time I can remember is there was an AEW show where Don Callis came out and they booed him so loud that people's noise gimmicks went off. So it has happened before in wrestling.
Remember that Marshawn Lynch run? That should be germane to you. They broke through, and I think they beat the Saints, and they caused an earthquake and a decibel warning to go off all around Seattle.
Yes, I do remember that. I don't think it actually caused an earthquake, but that's a fun story to tell.
Well, hey.
This may have caused an earthquake, however, in France when they sang Cody's song.
Richter, baby.
And, you know, the things to talk about on the show were, number one, how awesome the crowd was.
Yes.
They will be going back to a stadium. It's pretty much what Triple H suggested.
Good.
And they would be foolish not to.
Do it every May. Do it.
I don't know about every May. Got to make these people wait.
Well, move it around a little bit. That's one of the reasons that they were so rabid. They've never had a show in that city before.
You know, there was actually a lot of pro wrestling and jiu-jitsu in Paris back in the day. It was a hotbed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Over 100 years ago. Mm. But now they're back, and so they're excited.
Yeah. Well.
And so anyway, the show, besides the crowd...
Beats the hell out of Jerome LeBanner.
The other two things to talk about are they are really lifting these in-ring restrictions on these shows. We saw some crazy stuff on this show. And we saw a brainbuster on the ring apron, which was actually in both of these cases. I need to talk about it. We saw a burning hammer also in the main event. Like Cody and AJ's match, I mean, it was a total New Japan match. I mean, it was none of the WWE. Really, on the show, the only people that are still doing that kind of old school WWE style are the guys that, like, that's all they know. Jey Uso. I mean, Jey Uso is in there, and he's doing the match that he knows, which is do a bunch of super kicks, yeet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, the guys that have been all over the place, and, you know, Solo's another one. You know, he's been around there forever. I think he did a couple of indies before he went to WWE. But, I mean, you know, the guys that have been all over the world, they're now pretty much allowed to do, I don't want to say whatever they want, because some places, you know, I don't want to say the guys will always use other guys' finishes, but, like, you know, Nick Wayne and Will Ospreay, they'll do some version of the Os Cutter. And here, it's like no one else is allowed to do the stunner because that's Kevin's move. Nobody else is allowed to do, you know, whatever. But other than that, I mean, it's like go to town. And I'll talk about also with Filthy. Brother, I had so much fun watching that WWE Speed tournament. I had so much fun. And that freaking Ricochet Dragon Lee match that was the opener, which was the wildest 3-minute sprint you've ever seen. I mean, they sprinted for 3 minutes with poison ranas and like every crazy move in the book. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, that was a fun tournament. But anyway, that's the other thing to talk about is just how, you know, guys are allowed to go out there and do what they want now in a much different way. And then, like all the matches, I mean, there was no bad match on the show. It was 5 matches. The show was over in 2 hours and 50 minutes. It didn't even go past the 3-hour mark. They didn't have a bunch of stupid stuff in between matches. You know, they had a video package recapping what happened. But then got everybody to the ring, went to town, and it was a very enjoyable, easy, fun, good 3-hour pay-per-view. I loved it. Randy Orton and Kevin Owens beat Solo and Tama when we got the debut of Tangaloa. The Gorillas of Destiny are in WWE, pretty much referenced as such by the announcers. And apparently Tangaloa, you know, him and Tama signed at the same time. But because Tama Tonga had done that, you know, he'd made it a thing in New Japan. I will be leaving. I'm leaving New Japan. And then New Japan made a thing out of it. He is leaving. And then, you know, it was obvious where he was going. And then, you know, he showed up for the Bloodline. But, like, I don't want to say no one cared about Tangaloa. But nobody cared about Tangaloa. It's not even like a story. And then he showed up. So they still have one more. They have Jacob Fatu. One more new Bloodline member still to debut.
You sure about that?
He'll show up at some point, yeah.
How about Hikuleo? What about him?
Well, Hikuleo could show up at some point, but...
Yeah,
I think he's still
that's,
under New Japan
that's
contract.
The person that if WWE is going to bring these guys in, not to speak poorly upon the former Camacho or Tama Tonga, but they're older and they're a little slower. And Hikuleo is certainly would be a project for WWE. He's a project for New Japan right now, but he's got the type of look and he's got the height that actually stands out. And youth is definitely on his side.
Then we had Bayley, Tiffany, and Naomi for the women's title. Bayley retained the title, pinning Naomi with a cradle. Very good match. They did a great job. They've figured out, you know, Tiffany still has a ways to go, but they figured out she does a few great things, and we're going to work a match around them. And she looked good. You know, Bayley did a great job. The fans love Bayley. I mean, she wasn't the most over person on the show. I think everybody was the most over person on this show, but she certainly at points during this match felt like the most over person on the planet. We had Jey Uso and Damian Priest, world title, and this was a match that would have been like a good, solid, strong match, but then when you added in this crowd, especially in like the last 5 minutes when they're doing near falls and kickouts and everything, it turned into an excellent match by the end. Way better than the WrestleMania match with Jey and Jimmy. And the story was that Jade interfered, Finn Balor interfered, Priest was getting more and more angry that they wouldn't leave him alone, and then after he won, they went to work on Jade again, and Priest pulled them off. He told them, knock it off, it's over, stand here, I'm celebrating. So he is trying to take over the Judgment Day, and the other guys ain't happy with it. We had Damage Control and Jade Cargill against Bianca, I'm sorry, Damage Control versus Jade Cargill and Bianca. And in the words of Corey Graves, it wasn't pretty at points, but by the end of the match, I would classify this as a good match. It was the weakest match on the show because they had 2 spots in this match. Not even spots. A spot is usually like you do. There were 2 extended segments during this match where everybody got lost. Okay, now. You hear this. Jade Cargill and Bianca versus Damage Control. Match fell apart in 2 spots. I'm sure some of you were thinking, must be Jade. Jade had nothing to do with it. The first time it happened, she wasn't even in the ring. The second time it happened, it was the referee. And then something happened. I don't know if it was all the referee's fault or maybe Kyrie made a tag when she wasn't supposed to, but like the referee was not allowing them to do what they needed to do. And he literally threw a monkey wrench right in the middle of this match. And so they had to figure out how to make a tag, get somebody else in, do a couple spots, make another tag, and then go back to where they were supposed to be. All because this ref was like, you're not legal. And then at the end, the ref allowed the illegal person to get the pin, which I don't think was supposed to happen. So anyway, someone probably yelled at him, quit enforcing the rules. And then he screwed up the end too. But anyway, Jade and Bianca won the titles. And if you watch SmackDown, everybody, if you watch SmackDown, and I'm going to bring this up to Tom.
Oh, okay.
I was not wrong. Bianca is going heel. They've started a slow turn to Bianca going heel. And I believe, you know, somebody was asking the other night, who do you think is going to main event a pay-per-view first, Jade or Tiffany? And, like, everybody was immediately, Tiffany, 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 Tiffany. Well, let me tell you something. Maybe. But I think Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill is going to headline a pay-per-view before anything else.
I can see it.
Because that one's coming down the road.
I'm not ready for it, though. I need
not anytime soon.
No.
Nowhere before WrestleMania.
Got to keep them together for right now.
And then Cody and AJ, undisputed title, 26 minutes, great match. Cody obviously won with the Crossroads. Excellent pro wrestling show. We can talk more details and more news after the break. So stick around, Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So I guess there was some big to-do with Triple H this weekend at the press conference?
Apparently.
Do you know what happened?
I know a little.
I don't want to mess it up here.
Well.
Because I got enough to do without worrying about these kind of feuds. Mm. What happened?
Well, apparently there was a question from a French reporter about the Drew Gulak situation and getting clarity on that, whether he was fired or not, and if that had anything to do with the Ronda Rousey allegations. And Triple H cited Fightful and PW Insider. Now, I don't know whether they reported it initially or not. I didn't peel back too many layers on this, but apparently Triple H responded by saying, if you're going to cite sources, at least make them reputable ones. That led to people then, of course, saying that he buried them, and apparently both Fightful and PW Insider, at least Sean Ross Sapp, said that they did not report that, and also that, at least in Sean's case, he got a response from somebody at WWE, I'm not sure who it was, that wanted to apologize and kind of give an olive branch. So from there, I don't really know anything about it. It didn't interest me at all over the weekend. There was so much Drake and Kendrick Lamar going on that I had wanted to put more of my time into that. And then I saw the pay-per-view, and that was great. And the press conference stuff at this point in both companies is not something that interests me. And if there's actual news that comes out about it, cool, I'll deal with that. But when it comes to all this sort of stuff, it's just kind of ridiculous. And apparently that mushroomed into a thing online, which it always does, over how WWE treats the media and who they let in there and Triple H's response and how the media deals with Triple H's response. And it's
all right.
Basically,
well, let me
a big cluster all in a big old circle.
You know what's funny about all of this? There's so much funny about all of this. Okay.
The fact that I had to say anything about it and you just sat back.
No, I'm going to talk about it now. I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew the backstory.
I guess.
Because you probably knew it better than I did.
I was saying, did I get it right?
I think so.
It
appears you got it all right.
Good.
All right, so here's what's funny about all this, okay? So WWE, so we had a story, okay, about Drew Gulak and Ronda Rousey. She said that they were backstage and there were a bunch of people and he yanked on her her string on her sweatpants. And his claim was it was an accident. I went to shake her hand and I got my hand caught on it, right? That's the story, correct?
That's what he said. That's what he tweeted.
All right, so this story comes out. And Ronda tells a story, and Drew Gulak vanishes from NXT. They take his name out of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's not there. That's the first week. The first week, he's just not there, and they take his name out, okay?
No quarter catch crew.
Okay. And then the second week, we have a strange segment involving the no quarter catch crew and Tony D's crew.
Italians.
Yep. And, you know, there's like some incident that happened. We don't know anything about it. And then the next week it is revealed, without saying his name, that the No Quarter Catch crew paid the Italians to murder Drew Gulak.
He sleeps with two dimes.
He's gone. He's been killed. Okay. Now that happened. I thought it was abundantly clear this guy's history. Right?
I would
just want to make sure that we're all on the same page as I tell this story.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So then, a little while later, they start cutting people. Right?
Yes.
Cutting people.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is where it gets interesting. I got a list
mm-hmm.
of a bunch of people that got cut.
Not handwritten.
Okay? Gulak's name is on the list. So I ask somebody else, is this list accurate? Somebody there. They said, I believe that list is accurate. But they said there might be more. They didn't say there might be less. They said there might be more. I said, okay, that's fine. So then the website, the people from our website are asking, you know, is Gulak gone? That was the exact wording. Is Gulak gone? And I said, I believe so. I heard from several people that Gulak is gone. And they responded, I won't say the media. I don't want to get people in trouble, so I won't even say the other outlet. But they were like, such and such is reported that he is not gone, or he's not fired or whatever. So I was like, this is a little bit weird. And so then it turns out that he is gone. I use the term gone. Because then that's when it came out, well, you know, he wasn't fired. His contract wasn't renewed. That's the story. Right?
Yes.
He wasn't fired.
Yes, go ahead.
His contract wasn't renewed.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So now everybody's like, his contract wasn't renewed?
Well, yeah. Uh-huh.
That strains credulity. So then, okay, well, you know, his contract wasn't renewed. Okay. Let's just say his contract wasn't renewed.
Situational semantics.
Let's just say that his contract just was not renewed, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Why wasn't it renewed? Well, the answer, the new answer is...
There's several now.
Well, you know, he was bullying people.
Uh-huh.
He was a bully.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was chewed out publicly for it. He was a bully.
Like Dante Chen.
And this and that.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we have the bully story,
uh-huh.
I'm sure you can see exactly where this is going.
Like a big old spin cycle here.
So the people that are anti-WWE, they're like, oh, so now you let this guy be a bully. You employed a bully, and he just bullied and bullied and bullied and bullied people. And you only released him after this Ronda Rousey thing came out. This is now a new way to attack WWE. They allowed this bully. And then, of course, it goes into, you know, we told you. The culture of WWE, they allowed these bullies. So at this point, I was like, okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I'm not here to defend anybody. I know people like to think that that's my job. But everyone talks about is the media and doing your job. All right, I'll do my job. So I started asking everybody that I could think of in NXT, tell me about the bullying of Drew Gulak. And I did not hear one person telling me that Drew Gulak was a known bully. I did not go to Triple H or PR or whatever. I asked the other wrestlers, the people there. Now, I'm not saying that this was totally made up whole cloth. I didn't talk to everybody there, okay? But my point is, if this was like a well-known thing that Drew Gulak was his bully and he was bullying talent and being this horrible person, like somebody I talked to would have heard something and I didn't hear anything. They were like, never heard that story. So I did hear that, well, you know, he could be, I don't know if I can say the word. Can I say the word hard-ass, Dom? Okay.
Sure.
You know, there were people that said he could be a hard-ass. But I didn't hear anything about being a bully or being a, what's his name, Bill DeMott or anything like that. And, you know, and the funny thing is, like, when I asked people, like, have you ever heard this story, like, Drew Gulak is a bully and that's why he was fired? Literally, the answer that I got was like, don't be a mark. We all know why he was fired. That's what they said. We all know why he was fired. And I said, well, you know, they said his contract wasn't renewed. They were like, don't be a mark. We all know what happened. You're telling me his contract just happened to not come due right when everybody else got fired? So, listen, the whole thing, what happened, I believe, okay, I can't say 100% because I don't have his release papers or whatever, but what happened was, Ronda went public with her story, and that's why he's gone. And everything else, it's semantics, it's whatever. You know, I did not hear, you know, horrible bully who's constantly bullying people, blah, blah, blah. He may have, you know, he's not even a trainer. That's the other thing. It's like, he's not even there as a trainer. He was there as a talent. Yes, he had other roles. He helped train Bad Bunny, which is probably why he was there for so long. Like, he was one of the guys that helped train Bad Bunny. He was one of the guys that helped Logan Paul putting his matches together. That was like one of his roles there. So when people go, well, why was he there for so long? That's why. He was helping do those things. Was there more than that? I'm sure there maybe was something where, I think Dave mentioned the daily update. Sometimes some of the talent didn't feel comfortable asking him questions or whatever. Maybe they didn't like how he answered. But as far as like, you know, he was a horrible bully and that's why he's gone. He's gone because of what happened with Ronda. And, you know, the funny thing about this whole Ronda Rousey thing. You know the funny thing about this Ronda thing?
Sure.
Ronda has her side of the story. And Drew Gulak has his side of the story. They're totally different. Correct?
Correct.
As I mentioned at the time, what is the one thing that both sides have in common?
What's that?
The one thing they both have in common when they tell this story is that there were a lot of people around. So, I said on day one, well, this should be pretty easy to figure out now, shouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Interview the people that were there. They both agree that people are there. Interview them. Find out who did what. And then that's your answer. If everybody there says, yeah, he was messing with her string and doing whatever, that's it. He's done. If they say, no, nothing like that ever happened. He actually was trying to shake her hand and it got caught. We were right there. Well, then it's done. We have witnesses, okay? Well, and everybody who's all anti-WWE now, do you know what happened when they asked everybody?
What's that?
It was inconclusive.
Oh, yeah?
They interviewed everybody. And, like, apparently there was, like, no, you know, it was inconclusive what happened. So here's the key. If it was inconclusive, they still sided with Ronda. They didn't side with Drew Gulak. So everybody all over WWE for all of this stuff, like they, in an inconclusive investigation, sided with Ronda Rousey, not Drew Gulak.
Now, do you?
And
believe,
that's what happened.
Do you believe with all of your heart, for you take it out and just, I'm asking you, man to man, do you believe that the investigation was inconclusive, seeing what shook out with Drew Gulak and the stuff
well,
we talked about?
Well, if you listen to what the story was, which was her story was, as I was leaving, I felt him tug on my string.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
She didn't say like he pantsed me or anything.
No.
She said, I was leaving, I felt him tug on the string.
Yeah.
He said I went to shake her hand and I got caught on her string.
Completely, that
they're completely from. The point is,
yes,
in both stories, it's like she was either walking away and felt a tug,
yeah,
or he went to shake and felt a tug. So I can believe that there were a bunch of people around who don't even remember it happened,
yes,
because it was like this, and so they can't say, well, he was doing it on purpose or it was an act. They don't know. So actually, in this case, I do believe that it probably was inconclusive. If the story had been that I was walking away and he yanked my, you know, and then you like he had witnesses and they don't know what happened, it's like, come
well,
on.
Inconclusive, like, still does not excuse inappropriate. And
it doesn't, but that's the point. Like,
but that's,
they
know, but
got rid of him.
That's the thing. And bottom line is he was wrong no matter how you cut it, because what it does sound like, and God knows I don't know, is he was walking by, did the thing where, you know, he just pulled her sweatpant string, and she was like, well, what's up with this? Now, why he decided to say the handshake thing, maybe all that's true, but it sounds, when he tweeted it, like it was completely ridiculous.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. WWE Speed! What a segue that is. I'm excited to talk about it on the Filthy Tom
taking
show.
Taking your time to talk about the speed.
I got on the treadmill today, and I walked 1 mile, and by the time I was done, I'd watched the entire speed tournament. Entire thing. It took me 18 minutes to watch the entire speed tournament.
Now, did you watch start it two more times?
Nah, I should have, actually.
Yeah,
I should watch it, like, every day. Because, you know, the one thing about the tournament is, you know, sometimes you're just kind of walking on the treadmill, got it on incline, whatever. And you're like, I'm just walking. God, you know, whatever. But, man, when you see these guys sprinting for 3 straight minutes, you start walking a little bit faster. You're like, what am I complaining about? I'm just walking on a low hill. Man. Anyway, I don't want to spoil it here. Filthy Tom Show, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern.
Let him do it.
WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com. We'll talk about that. SmackDown, probably some more notes from the pay-per-view as well.
The goodbye of Jose Aldo? Will he talk about that?
I think he might have watched UFC, but I don't know. I don't know.
There wasn't any bare knuckle on.
Is there any... I don't know what he watches. He'll just show up one day and go, I watched some, one guy against six from, Peru in 1984. You should watch it. I'm like, what? Where would I have ever found that? Ever. But anyway, it's going to be fun, so check it out. I'll be back later on tonight with Dave. Lots to get into, and that's that. Thanks, Mike, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio, all the Twitch homies. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.